Our time now, 8:30. This is FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City on this beautiful Friday morning. We're sitting at Double Nickels for a temperature reading 55 degrees here at Radio Hill. And time now for our Community Corner Show. Well, next week, a reunion of a certain bike will be celebrated here in Webster City. We're talking about the Doodlebugs, made many moons ago. And we have three very dear friends in our studios this morning. We have Jerry Wells. Also, we have Vern Radcliffe and also Gerald Huseman. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you along with us this morning. So we're getting set for a big reunion next week, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Sure are.
Mm-hmm.
37th.
The 37th reunion so far.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So let's talk about a history behind the Doodlebugs, who may be new to Webster City, may have moved in from the East and West Coast there. They've been made many years ago, about, what was it, 75 years ago?
77, actually. They started building them in 1946, and they built them till what, 1948, Vern?
There were a few produced in 1949. I finally found some corporate records, and they built a total of 40,000 of them, and they built them in groups of 10,000 each. And according to this production record, they had production records of the washing machines, everything they did over there, but they weren't very detailed. It was just 40,000 flat produced in 46, 47, 48, and a few in 49. We didn't know that, but once I got this record, it states it on there. And I've got a tape at home that was put out by John Rivers of originators, Howard Nichols, and he was transferred to California to promote Doodlebugs, horses, and so forth.
And this was through the company known as Beam Manufacturing.
Yes, Beam Manufacturing, and it was actually pretty much controlled under Gamble Scogmo at that time.
Isn't it odd, though, Vern, in California we have more members than you can believe. I believe one year we checked, and California was our third highest state for membership.
Fascinating.
Simply because one of our, well, he was the, Howard Nichols, Fuzz Nichols, was a sales manager, right? And they sent him to California for that purpose, go forth and sell Doodlebugs. It's an interesting story how it happened, though. You've told us about the movie stars. What's the story on that, Vern?
Well, he was looking for people. He tried to get, I can't recall the name, a professional wrestler, because they thought that would be, everybody knew that name. Well, that didn't work out for him. So he found new movie stars that would, they would sit on him and take the pictures, and that was a promotion and so on and so forth. But actually, instead of being paid, and it would have conflicted with their contracts with their studios, and they accepted, they all wanted one of those Doodlebugs. And so there were several, I should have wrote the list down, but they're all on this tape that he made. And he's got pictures of all of them when they were on the bugs and everything. One of them I can think of is Spike Jones. He was on one, had his daughter in the basket. I think Rita Hayworth, Susan Hayward, and so forth. And we've got pictures, advertisements, and so forth, listing, and so forth. So
I think wasn't there one actor that came to Webster City that was at McMurray Hatchery in Webster City that came, I think, every year. I think there was a picture. He was a Western actor at one time. It was, I think, the last name was Howard, I believe. I think I can't remember the first name on that. But this was back in the 1950s.
Yes.
Hmm. Probably got you stumped on that. I thought maybe you knew Vern. But anyway, so early history about the Doodlebugs made here in Webster City. So this event's been kind of growing through the years. Who wants to comment on that?
Well, it all started in the 80s. I don't know. I had one when I was a kid at 14. And of course, once you got a car and so forth, you didn't need it. So I sold that to a gentleman in Humboldt. Never even thought any more about him, I guess, until sometime in the 80s, and I got to thinking it sure would be good to find something that, you know, was built in Webster City that would be a good thing to bring back and publicize and so forth. So I went up to the library, and they pulled out a drawer, and it had listings of the industries and so forth. And beam manufacturing was there. And there were three names that they had been there and left their name, phone number, and address. And one out of Omaha, one out of Illinois, mm-hmm. and Bill Moore out of Mason City, Iowa. Bill was the closest, so I got in contact. And he was working at the time in Des Moines. He'd stay down there four nights and drive back on the weekends or whatever. But we started meeting out at the Boondocks and comparing notes. I didn't have hardly any notes, but he had a lot of notes. He'd already had Doodlebugs and sold some and everything else.
Yeah.
So that's how it all started.
And it's been growing in popularity ever since.
Yes, it has. It's been growing and growing and growing. So mm-hmm. we have people coming in, you know, well, we'll have some people here today. So they'll be in a little later today from down by St. Louis. They're in Illinois, but it's close to St. Louis.
Sure.
Yeah, we expect quite a few from out of the area, both East Coast, West Coast, and pretty much almost the southern and northern border. So.
And a lot of interest there from California, from what Jerry was telling me here a little bit ago, right?
That's true. In fact, Gerald, you've been talking about California, haven't you?
Yes, there's a family down there that they're totally excited about the Doodlebugs, and they the son drives up here, and later on then his father comes up. So it's a father, daughter, and son arrangement. And they're as excited about the Doodlebug reunion as anybody. If you live in California and you're going to go to the Doodlebug reunion, you must be excited about it.
I bet you are too. So again, all the coming from California to Webster City to enjoy our hospitality for a few days.
All of the folks that come to our reunion are always commenting about how hospitable
yes.
Webster City is.
Yeah, that's good. And Jerry, there was a story you were saying that happened about 3 years ago. It was the year that we didn't have the Doodlebug reunion, but something
right.
of a California story to that,
well,
right?
Well, that was the reunion that really didn't happen. And
reunion that didn't happen. Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it would make a good movie.
Yeah.
It was odd because it kind of opened up, I think it opened up a lot of possibilities for the reunion and the club in itself. Gerald was kind of ramrodding that. What happened is that the committee waited till the last minute, and because of the COVID, we weren't sure that we could have a reunion and keep our members safe. We just had that feeling that we had to make a decision. So I think it was August the 11th, we made the decision. It's canceled. We cannot keep our members safe in good conscience.
Sure.
So we canceled the reunion. Gerald put out the word. And you can kind of tell him what happened from there. It's interesting what happened.
Well, we had a lot of disappointed members, and some of the, as I call them, hardcore, which I fit in there. We got talking on the telephone and through some messaging, and we decided that we'd just get together. We didn't have the Ed Prince building. We just got together at the fairgrounds. A couple of them brought their campers, and we just, you might say, wing it. We just decided that we'd just get together, talk to the city officials, and they were okay with us using the streets and the trail, and so we just had fun. There was no set any program or anything. We just got together and had a good time.
Well, and what's really odd, Pat, I might add this, we kept records to see what was going to happen because, again, this was a non-reunion, non-sanctioned. The Doodlebug Club had nothing to do with it.
Sure.
But these people on their own decided they were coming, and we ended up with members from 7 states, and there were a total of 40 people that came that year. I've got it in our records. And then tell them about the T-shirt that was produced the year after. That was a funny one.
Yeah, we had a member that has printed shirts to sell at the reunions, and this particular shirt, he had it printed up, and I guess I don't remember the caption.
It said, this was the 2021 reunion, and he had these shirts on sale, and he sold out really just that quick. The caption was, the Doodlebug reunion in Webster City, Iowa was canceled, but I came anyway. And some of those still are around.
Oh, yeah, sure. Really I have one myself, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing what happened during that time back in 3 years ago when that's this COVID situation was just front page headlines about every day there. But we came back. So here we are, 2023, after that. But we got a big few days coming up, don't we? I know we had Mayor Hawkins signed a proclamation the other day. So busy time ahead for all three of you and two other members who are not here. We have Jim Juan, and as well as Don Noakes involved with the two and one other person.
Corey Jorgensen.
Corey Jorgensen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, local members, yeah, that's mm-hmm. correct. And we're the committee, you might say, that puts it all together.
Yeah, every September. And, again, we're talking with Jerry Wells, with Vern Radcliffe, and also with Gerald Huseman, who were part of the committee this morning here on KKWC. Let's talk about the schedule, what's taking place next week. You have something in front of there, Gerald.
Yeah, sure. Well, Tuesday is our setup day. It's not our official opening day, but people start arriving, like we mentioned earlier, as early as today. And so we'll be setting up on Tuesday, and in the afternoon we have a trail ride plan for those that are in early. Mm-hmm. Then Wednesday morning we open. We'll have a trail ride again on Wednesday morning. For the noon hour, we're going to ride our Doodlebugs to the Gridiron.
Cool.
And let's see, on Wednesday evening, we're going to go to Pickles and Camrar. We won't ride our Doodlebugs there. We can't ride on the county highways. So, but we'll travel to Camrar to have pizza or whatever at Pickles. On Thursday, we have a schedule for all the Doodlebuggers. If they want to, we can ride over to Carl Chevrolet, and they're going to give us a tour. And then
also across the
Across the street to the tire.
It's been bought by Dexter Corporation.
Dexter Corporation. Mm-hmm. But the trailer tire business, they're going to give us a tour. Let's see. And then on Thursday we do the ride to the airport, which is about a 7 mile ride. The trail rides, if we go the full trail from one end to the other and back, that's an 11 mile ride. And the people just love that trail ride because it's so scenic. Friday, I'll have the Bone Bright Museum tour, and it'll be coffee and donuts. Again, the guys are always asking for a trail ride, so we're doing a lot of the river trail rides. Friday evening, the FFA is going to do a pork burger meal for us, and that's open to the public. We really ask for the public to show up because it's a good benefit for the FFA members.
And there's no football game that weekend because it's all out on the road, out in Manchester, I believe.
Last year there was a conflict with that, but this mm-hmm. year we're good. So, and Saturday is another trail ride, and then we have our annual meeting, and in the evening we have our banquet.
And then it's all go on your separate ways.
Well, Sunday morning, haven't left, we do have a farewell breakfast.
Farewell breakfast, yeah, then. But, there we go.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Now, on Thursday morning, some of the Doodlebugs will be on display in the downtown area. Mm-hmm. First Aid Bank has let us use their lot for the last two or three years. That'll be, about 11:30
is a schedule that would show up at that parking lot. And then everybody, after they park their Doodlebug on display, can go wherever they want downtown to the restaurant of their choice for a noon meal.
Cool. So that's in the west lot there at near First Aid Bank.
Yes.
Yeah, the west lot there, mm-hmm. Just on Second Street. That would be the 500 block of 2nd Street on the north side. So you see all these doodlebugs made from many moons ago on display. And the hours for the public to come see the doodlebugs at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds, gentlemen, is from when to when?
Well, almost any time, because there will be doodlebuggers there starting on Sunday. Excuse me. Basically, about 8 o'clock is when the fairgrounds will open up. Not open up, but wake up, let's say, because a lot of the doodlebuggers were having their coffee that morning.
Yeah.
But almost any time during the week, if you come out to the fairgrounds, you will see doodlebugs from all over the nation.
Awesome. So that's coming up this next week at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds. And we were just talking before we started, sad to say, we're not going to see any of the doodlebugs during the homecoming parade.
Correct.
Today in Webster City, because a lot of the people are probably busy or trying to make it into Webster City, but sad to say, you will not see any doodlebugs during the parade this afternoon. But again, you can see plenty of them starting next Wednesday, is that correct? Or?
Well, actually, you'll see doodlebugs there in the building as early as
Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday. Yeah. Okay.
They open the building Tuesday morning for setup.
Okay, so the public can see it starting Tuesday.
Sure.
When they begin to set up there at the Ed Prince Building, also at the Van Deese Building, and any of the buildings I'm missing there at the fairgrounds.
Well, the Ed Prince Building is the only building that we use.
Okay.
We outgrew the Van Deese Building three years ago, Vern?
Mm-hmm.
We outgrew that, and he said, we need a bigger building, so we moved into the Ed Prince Building the following year.
Wonderful.
And when we were setting up, we looked at each other and said, this building isn't as big as we thought it was.
Surprise, surprise.
We fill it up now, yeah.
Yep. And still growing popular after all these years. So again, come see the doodlebugs. They'll be appearing starting Tuesday morning, thereabouts, at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds, and that's all in the Ed Prince Building?
Yes, correct.
And they'll be on display until early afternoon on Saturday the 16th. Of September.
Come on out and visit with us.
Good idea.
And
come see these doodlebugs scooting all around town this next week. Of course, you have permission there from the Webster City Police Department, the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, and State Patrol to keep an eye on all those doodlebugs making their way through the streets of Webster City this next week.
Okay. Yes.
Anything else for the good of the cause here, gentlemen, for this morning?
We also have a good supply this year of... I don't know if you want to mention the T-shirts, caps, lapel pins.
Sure.
It's kind of a member thing, but anybody's welcome to participate in buying shirts. We have a new shirt this year. We've had our gray shirts, for traditional shirts, and this year we're going to have a new shirt that we're kind of excited about and a new hat.
Okay, shirts and hats, and they'll be available, too, at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds next week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So be sure and get those T-shirts look kind of nice for the doodlebug time coming up this next week.
Right.
So, all right. Anything else?
I would mention, too, years ago, one of our members from South Dakota had a patch made up.
Mm-hmm.
For those who really like to have some kind of a commemorative thing of the show, for $6, we have a patch available that can be sewn onto any of jackets that you have or
apparel.
Sweatshirts. Uh-huh. We have those available, and the public might find those interesting. Also, a lapel pin. We've had several different pins over the years, but about 3-4 years ago, we redesigned a pin. Gerald found one that really looks like a doodlebug, and we have a few of those left. I don't know how many we have, but those are available.
Mm-hmm. These are the lapels that feature the doodlebug logo, right?
Right.
Yes. And Vern, do you have one on your cap, or maybe not?
Well, if we could only show it on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that has the doodlebug insignia.
Yes.
On there, the logo that was popular back in that time, back in the mid to late 1940s, made by Beam Manufacturing in Webster City. And will those caps also be available too for the public coming up?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be for sale.
Okay, they'll be for sale next week during the doodlebug reunion. Very good. Okay, all coming up this next week. Have we left anything else?
I don't believe so.
No, other than I think when you see these people coming to town, be sure and welcome them.
Yes.
For coming here. Because I've got to tell you, we've had members that told us from California that, one of them said if he could find a job that paid as much as he was making there, he would move to Webster City in a heartbeat.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because from the stories we've heard about what's going on in California as of late, they're just, I see population's been dropping in California. They're moving to different parts of the country now.
We've got next door neighbors that just moved in a house next to us from California.
Uh-huh.
They're just a young couple with two daughters.
Yes.
And they grew up in California, but they actually wanted to get out. And so they came and didn't know where they were going to land, but they landed here. And they're just absolutely great neighbors, especially for us old folk.
Yeah, so they love us from California out here. That's marvelous. Yeah. So, again, be sure to come out to the Hamilton County Fairgrounds for Doodlebug Reunion number 20 of 2023 coming up this next week, starting next Tuesday, and will continue all the way until Saturday. Jerry Wells and Gerald Huseman and Vern Ratcliffe, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you very much. That does it for the Community Corner at 9 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Temperature stands at 57 degrees here at Radio Hill.